with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. For the second time this week, President Trump postponed his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On Monday, the president extended his deadline until Friday, but now he's giving Iran another 10 days to cooperate and reopen the Strait of Hormuz by April 6th. He said he was delaying an attack on Iran's power plants because talks aimed at ending the war are going, in his words, very well. However, Iran continues to say it is not negotiating with the U.S. and has rejected a 15-point proposal from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance held the inaugural meeting of a new anti-fraud task force he's leading as the Trump administration seeks to show its cracking down on potential misuse of social programs. Vice President Vance says the federal government for decades has failed to take fraud seriously.
What we're going to actually do is force the bureaucracy to take this seriously and work together as political principals to make sure that we stop allowing fraudsters to steal the American people's money for us. This is not just theft of the American people's money. This is also theft of critical services that the American people rely on.
President Trump has signed a promised executive action that will pay Transportation Security Administration employees after a deal that sought to do the same stalled in Congress. Trump signed the action Friday with an eye toward easing long security lines at many of the nation's top airports. Meanwhile, the House has rejected a Senate bill to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 793 points, the Nasdaq dropped 459, the S&P lower by 108. This is SRN News. Rainbow crosswalks are disappearing in Dallas.
The crosswalks, designed to celebrate gay pride, are being removed under orders from Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He says the LGBT flag designs violate the Texas Manual on Uniform Traffic Controls Devices and have to go. Dallas officials have been fighting it, but they've now given in, and crews are at work returning the crosswalks to normal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a similar statewide order. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Education Department has deemed that there are Title IX violations involving transgender athletes taking place at San Jose State University. It says there will be legal action if things don't change soon. Officials at SJSU say they disagree with the department's legal position and findings. In January, the administration found that the university had discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. This is SRN News. Investigators say lax oversight played a role in two deadly home explosions in Mississippi that happened after shifting clay soil pulled natural gas pipes apart and leaks went unrepaired.
Officials say both leaks were reported to Atmos Energy weeks earlier, but the utility rated them low risk. Now, the first blast in 2024 killed an 82-year-old woman in Jackson. A second explosion and fire 3 days later destroyed two nearby homes. The board says the energy company needs to replace the couplings and needs more scrutiny because of its poor safety record. Jason Walker reporting.
The astronaut who prompted NASA's first medical evacuation earlier this year says doctors still don't know why he suddenly fell sick at the International Space Station. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.